So while most folks are probably at home relaxing as they should be, the kind of thing I do for fun is I sit here and I ponder the question of what would be a doomsday scenario for this country, and I mean a doomsday scenario in a political sense. For me, obviously, re-electing the president is bad enough. That would be a doomsday scenario of the first order. But if he was re-elected and the Senate was still controlled by Republicans, and additionally, if Democrats lost the House, and so Trump had control of everything, that would be the absolute worst thing that could happen. And the House has actually been our firewall, as we've seen them act over and over. This has been our firewall to prevent this president from just doing whatever strikes his mind. And I'll agree. Yes, the judicial branch has also been a good firewall, and we can rely on them for sanity as well. But if we lose the House, folks, I don't think we'll get rid of Trump, because I can guarantee you that if Trump and Republicans control everything, there will be a change to the 22nd Amendment to allow presidents to serve more than 2 terms. That is my absolute worst fear, and that's what I want to talk about today. The 2-term limit was established by Republicans in the form of the 22nd Amendment, which was passed in 1951. The problems that Republicans were looking to avoid, to them, their worst-case scenario had just happened. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was just elected to a 3rd term. One difference I want to throw out there, folks, is that FDR had approval ratings that were 15 to 20% better than Donald Trump over the whole 3 terms that he was president. So things were different, but to Republicans, that was the absolute worst thing that could happen. So out of concern, Republicans managed to pass the 22nd Amendment. And seeing that Republicans passed that amendment, folks, that would be reason number one they would likely give for modifying it back to whatever they want. And you think that sounds crazy? Well, they were actually thinking of doing it just as recently as 1986, where White House spokesman Albert Brashear said that although President Reagan had argued for repeal of the 22nd Amendment on the ground that a president's effectiveness was restricted in a final term, he mentions that President Reagan never put that as a top priority. The fact that Reagan even gave this some serious thought and kind of wanted to modify term limits but never did would probably be Republicans' number 2 reason for doing this. Yes, Reagan was, in my view, he was very serious about doing this, and according to a New York Times article from November 29th, 1987, and yes, it's still out there if you want to check it out, where President Reagan was interviewed by David Frost. Remember David Frost from the old days? In that interview, Reagan said, and I quote him here, "I would like to start a movement to eliminate the constitutional amendment that was passed a few years ago that limits a president to 2 terms. Now, I say I wouldn't do that for myself, but for presidents from here on." And that was actually a kind way to put it, President Reagan. But really, folks, I don't expect President Trump to be so kind. I don't. And my reason number 3 here is just that with a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and Donald Trump still as president, they would remove term limits just because they can. And you don't really expect Attorney General Bill Barr to disagree with that, do you? For God's sakes. Some of the president's men obviously are forecasting a Trump victory as we speak. But they're also forecasting that Republicans will hold the Senate and that Republicans will take the House. Corey Lewandowski is one of those. He's Trump's former campaign manager. He wrote an op-ed piece in TheHill.com on January 1st of this year saying just that. And Lewandowski in that article praises the failure of Democrats to work with Trump and also blames their fruitless investigations as the kind of spin that you're going to hear from the Republicans to try to take the House back. So, folks, it's incredibly important for every person to vote in this next election, obviously, but it's not just important, it's critical that everyone vote. And we need to get behind whomever is the Democratic candidate for president, but let's not forget to keep the House and take the Senate while we're at it, folks. There's a tremendous, tremendous amount at stake here. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.